Town Square Media Station. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Chad Robison. Topping our report this hour, in case you missed it, video has surfaced showing a person running behind Councilman Eunice June Forrest Development around the same time she was shot last Wednesday night. The video posted by News 12 New Jersey shows the person running at 7:31 p.m. That's 9 minutes after Middlesex County prosecutors say June 4 was shot in Sayreville. If you're working on your taxes, don't forget to file for the Earned Income Tax Credit. Marcia Suarez of Legal Services of New Jersey says this is a fully refundable tax credit, which means
if your credit is, say, $1,500, but you owe the IRS $1,000, it will bring you down your balance, right? But you'll still get that extra $500.
In order to be eligible for the Earned Income Tax Credit, you must have worked last year and earn less than $60,000. An armed, masked burglar attempted to hold up the cashier and a customer at an Atlantic County deli across from the police station Sunday night. Mullica Township police are saying the would-be masked robber showed a black handgun at the Elwood Deli in the Elwood section of Mullica around 9:10 p.m. The robber fled. Police did not disclose how much cash that the robber got away with. Under a proposed law advanced by a Jersey Senate committee, telemarketers would not only have to share their name and the purpose of their call within the first 30 seconds, they'd also have to share the name and number of the company that they represent.
We get so many calls, it's impossible to determine which are legitimate and which are not.
Beverly Brown Ruggio with New Jersey Citizen Action says any bill looking to protect consumers is important, but this may be hard to enforce. 6 months after a brutal attack in Western New York, a best-selling author returns to the spotlight. Salman Rushdie was stabbed during an event last summer, and the 75-year-old lost sight in one eye and the use of one hand. He's now returning to public life with an interview and promoting a new book. Will there be any rain for the Garden State this week? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
All Jersey, all the time.
The whole team that you guys have, you all do a great job.
New Jersey 101.5.
It's time, 9:04. Now New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
Well, seeing some minor slowdowns heading up the turnpike towards Interchange 4. Looking at left lane construction getting up to Mount Laurel this evening. And then a bit further up the line past Interchange 6. They've shut down the truck lanes for the night. The outer roadway closed completely in both directions. So again, you got to use those car lanes, which are pretty good for the time being, all the way up towards Newark Airport. Minor issue on the parkway. We've got a southbound wreck around the Great Egg Toll Plaza. That's heading into Summers Point. They've got a left lane shut. And there is some northbound construction tonight. Northbound locals out of the Asbury Toll Plaza. Traffic a little slow getting up to exit 105, so go for the express if you can. That saves time. We're seeing some minor slowdowns on 22 westbound and Union back out to the parkway. Might be setting up some road work there. And I want to give you a heads up on the rails this evening. We've got delays on New Jersey Transit's Raritan Valley line up to 60 minutes in both directions due to a disabled Conrail freight train. There's also delays on the PATH service between Journal Square and 33rd Street. And for the crossings, we look pretty good at the George. We've eased out following the oversized vehicles getting across. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report's at 9:18. On New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 9:05.
If it's happening in New Jersey, it's happening on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, mostly cloudy for tonight. We'll have a few showers around, especially during the evening hours. Lows will be down into the mid and upper 30s. But as we head through tomorrow, we'll see a return to some sunshine, a little bit of a breeze at times, but it's going to be a fairly pleasant, mild day. High temperatures into the low and mid 50s tomorrow afternoon. We'll have a partly cloudy sky tomorrow night. Lows will be in the upper 20s and low 30s. Plenty of clouds into the day on Thursday. We'll have some rain at times, especially from late morning on. Thursday's high will be in the low 50s. That rain will wind down into Thursday evening. And then as we head into Friday, temperatures really surge. We'll see temperatures likely get into the upper 50s, perhaps even near 60, with some sunshine at times. Now, meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Summers Point, 41. Rocky Hill, 35. Lacey, 38. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.